This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that India supports a safe, secure, peaceful and sustainable space domain anchored in international law, dialogue and multilateral cooperation. Mr. Modi stated this while virtually addressing the International Space Summit at Paris in France today.
India's approach is rooted in Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam, that is, one earth, one family, one future. This spirit must now travel beyond earth. We support a safe, secure, peaceful and sustainable space domain anchored in international law, dialogue and multilateral cooperation. Scientific data must serve the common good with openness and integrity. India's space journey reflects this philosophy.
The Prime Minister stressed that cooperation over confrontation, sustainability over short-term gain and inclusion over exclusion must be prioritized as orbits become more crowded and actors more numerous.
For centuries, space inspired our imagination. Today, it shapes life on Earth, from climate and crops to oceans and communities. The promise of space is infinite. Our responsibility is collective. As orbits become more crowded, technologies more powerful, and actors more numerous.
Prime Minister Modi met eminent philanthropist and 50th Imam of the Ismaili community, Prince Rahim Agha Khan V, in New Delhi today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he fondly recalled the late Agha Khan IV and his enduring contributions to development efforts. The Prime Minister said they discussed ways to further strengthen India's partnership with the Agha Khan Development Network in healthcare, agriculture, rural development, youth and women empowerment. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar also met the eminent philanthropist. Prince Rahim Agha Khan V will be on a visit to India till the 15th of this month. Ahead of the two-day BRICS summit beginning in New Delhi on Saturday, the police has imposed a blanket ban on the operation of drones and several other small aerial platforms across the national capital till Monday, citing heightened security concerns. Delhi Police Commissioner Anurag Kumar issued the order as part of the enhanced security arrangements for the summit. The Delhi Police said the decision was taken based on intelligence inputs suggesting that anti-social elements or terrorist groups could misuse such aerial platforms to pose a threat to public safety, VIPs and vital government installations during the period. Director General of the World Health Organization, WHO, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, met Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda on the sidelines of the 79th session of the WHO Regional Committee for Southeast Asia at Delhi in Timor-Leste. Dr. Tedros congratulated Mr. Nadda on India's significant health gains, particularly in maternal and child health, and the fight against non-communicable diseases. Odisha is bracing for heavy rainfall as a low-pressure area has formed over the North Bay of Bengal and adjoining areas under the influence of an upper air cyclonic circulation over the region and neighbouring Bangladesh. The IMD has warned of very heavy rainfall in several parts of the state, with North Odisha likely to be the worst affected. A red warning has been issued for Meerutbhanj today. Flood situation in Bihar improves slightly as water levels recede in several rivers. Relief and rescue operations intensified. Relief camps are providing food, medical help and essential supplies. Hundreds of houses have been damaged, while nearly 700 rural households remain underwater, affecting road connectivity. In hockey, the Indian women's team produced a sensational attacking display to storm into the semi-finals of the Junior Asia Cup with a commanding 19-0 victory over Pakistan in quarter-final at Mochi in China today. India dominated the contest from the opening whistle, scoring 5 goals in the first quarter, adding 5 more in the second, 3 in the third and another 6 in the quarter-final to register a comprehensive win and book their place in the last 4. Now India will face the winner of the quarter-final clash between South Korea and Malaysia in the semi-final on Saturday. In women's cricket, India will take on Bangladesh in the semi-final of Asia Cup in Dubai today at 8 p.m. Indian Standard Time. India have so far remained unbeaten in the tournament and will look to maintain their dominant run. And that is the end of this news bulletin.